Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Playwright podcast. Nice to have you with me. I'm Timothy Pike, and you can always reach me at dreamplaywright.com. When it comes to author blogs, I'm going to be throwing around a lot of terms. If you've been following along this week, you should be familiar with the term self-hosted blog, also referred to as a WordPress.org blog, versus a free blog, also called a WordPress.com blog. If not, it may be worth going back over the last couple of podcast episodes to bring yourself up to speed on that. But I'm going to introduce two new terms today, and these are terms you've probably heard but may not be entirely familiar with: plugins and widgets. As you set up your author blog, you'll be installing plugins and using widgets. So I thought, before we get into the nitty-gritty of adding functionality to your self-hosted blog, we could go over what these are and what the difference is. Think of plugins like apps on your smartphone. When you get a new smartphone, it does some things, but not a lot. It's up to you to add functionality to it. So you go and find these apps and download them and install them, and suddenly your phone can do new things. Plugins are much the same. WordPress does the basics of blog management really well, but it's just the basics. It's called core functionality. So you have the core functionality of WordPress, which is just like a brand new smartphone. And you have plugins that extend the core functionality, which are like apps. Here are some examples of plugins. There's a plugin that allows visitors to register as paying subscribers and actually hides premium content from non-paying visitors. So you can make money from your blog in the form of membership fees. There's a plugin that adds your author bio to every post automatically, which really supercharges your branding efforts. I used a plugin to allow users to attach a picture when they commented on my posts, which is something that is not part of the core WordPress functionality, but was something that I needed so that people could submit photos for a photo contest. So if these plugins and what they do is so great, why don't the folks who make WordPress just add all of this to the core functionality to begin with? The reason is because not everybody needs WordPress to do the same things. So plugins provide a convenient way to add the functionality you need a la carte. Plus, there are tens of thousands of plugins available. If all that functionality was added in all at once, the WordPress software would simply be too bloated and too slow to be useful. And there's a whole industry built around plugins. Many plugins are free, but some plugins do cost money. It's very common to see a plugin with basic features being offered for free, with the opportunity to upgrade to a paid version if you want to take advantage of its advanced features. So widgets, by contrast, are tiny bits of very specific functionality that you can physically drag to certain locations on your website, on your screen. Sometimes widgets come bundled with a plugin. So if we're comparing a plugin to a new car, then a widget might be the GPS system that comes with it. So on your widgets page, you can see all the widgets that are available and then drag them to wherever you want them. Your widgets page is in your dashboard under Appearance, then Widgets. Most commonly, you would drag widgets to your sidebar. Here's a great example, the MailChimp plugin. MailChimp is the website that lets you manage a mailing list and send out newsletters to your subscribers. But the plugin allows WordPress to connect to your MailChimp account and add subscribers to your list directly from your blog. So when you install the plugin, it makes a widget available on your widgets page that you can then drag onto your sidebar. And boom, a subscription form is displayed on your sidebar, where users can type in their email addresses and add their names to your list. I hope this helped clear up any confusion about plugins and widgets, because as the week goes on, we'll be talking more about which plugins a good author blog should have, and how to find them, install them, and use them. Stay tuned. Thanks for listening today. Remember, Dream Playwright is your program. So if you have any comments or suggestions, please get in touch with me at dreamplaywright.com/feedback. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.